joined by a man who's on assignment from 93.1 FM in Macon, 99.5 FM in Warner Robins. Coast to coast, our good buddy Bill Shanks. Bill, good morning, sir. Thank you for being up early with us out there on the West Coast. How are you today?
You know, when you get to my age, if the sun's up, you're up. So the sun came up at 5:40 here on the West Coast, and I can't see the sun right now. It's kind of got that morning California haze going on, which is how you can explain a lot of people who live out here. But nonetheless, I'm up.
Well, don't breathe it. That's the thing. Just stay away from it.
Don't worry.
It's not healthy. Now, where are you right now? Are you are you in, or can you say? Are you allowed to say?
Yeah,
where you are?
I can say I'm staying with some friends of mine, Kelly and Kathleen Kale, who actually Kelly and I grew up together in Waycross, and he moved out here. His dad got transferred out here, like when we were 10. But we stayed good friends over the years, and he lives in Newport Beach, so he's slumming it really in Newport Beach.
Well, good for you. That's cool. So on assignment. Well, we're again thankful that you were able to get in touch with us today. So what? How many games have you seen so far?
I saw Tuesday night when they won 14-1. And then I saw the game yesterday in San Diego. And actually, I saw Tuesday night, I was looking at the schedule, and it had, I saw some headline about Shohei Ohtani pitching for the Angels. And I'm like, hold on, what time could I get out of here at San Diego? And I'm like, I could probably make that game. So I got me a ticket, and I went to the game last night.
Oh, wow.
And I went to the Royals, and my friends actually, they were doing something. They had an event with their son, and they said, come on. And I said, well, you know what, I'm going to go to that, because they're about 15 minutes from the Angels Stadium is where they live. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to go, and I don't know how long I'll last, but I'm going to go watch the Angels game. And so I made it to the sixth inning and saw Ohtani pitch and watched him warm up and I'd never been inside that stadium before. So I said, why not? So that's what I did last night. So I saw two major league games, four different teams in one day yesterday. That was kind of cool. So that's what I've done so far.
Hey, and not only did you see Ohtani, but you saw someone named Bedrosian get a victory.
I did. I felt older than dirt. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, first we got Tony Graffanino's son being drafted by the Braves on Tuesday, and that made me feel like was ready for the home. And then last night, here comes Cam Bedrosian, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. But I actually saw the home run as I was walking out the door, and the Angels held on for the victory. So I thought there'd be more people there last night with Ohtani pitching. It was, I don't know what the attendance was, but there were a lot of empty seats there. But it was a neat. I've never really been. Well, I think I had been to an American League game one time. I think one time in New York, I saw the Rays play the Yankees or something. But it's always kind of a different experience when you're looking at the American League game. And it was cool. I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was a fun place. It was a good place. The fans, they love their Angels. That's for sure. And it was fun.
The box score says 36-5.
Ain't no way in hell. that's surprising. I thought maybe touching 30. I knew they probably fudge it with Ohtani being there, but I really would be shocked there were 36,000 there. But it wasn't a horrible crowd. I as a matter of fact, when I first saw Ohtani was pitching, I'm like, well, that thing may be sold out, and it wasn't. But there were like some empty sections in the outfield and the upper deck rather that were empty. So that's surprising. I just thought with him pitching, it'd be hard to get a ticket, but it really wasn't. So, but he. I mean, they went more crazy for him, David, than Mike Trout.
Well, I was going to say, there's a rumor that the Angels have this guy named Mike Trout that's supposed to be really good. I've never seen him. So I just can you confirm that he does play for them?
He does play for them. And, he struck out a couple of times last night. And I taped all of his at-bats. I'm like, all right, give me a home run, Mike. Come on, I want to see a home run. I mean, his swings are are crazy, mammoth. I mean, just violent swings and just a slugger. And, I mean, you can, even though he didn't do anything substantial last night, I mean, you can still just see the talent ooze out of that kid. He's just the way he moves around the field. He made a nice running catch coming in on a ball that, you can just tell. You can tell. He doesn't have to do anything in a game for you to tell that he's good. He's one of those guys, you know. I mean, he's just really, really something. I certainly wish he would have hit a home run. I saw Justin Upton, former Brave, he's a slugger. He had a base hit last night, so it was fun though. I enjoyed him. Glad I went and had a good experience. And Otani, I mean, he left with a blister problem after the fourth inning, so he only pitched four. But I mean, his stuff. I went and watched him in the bullpen, and I mean, the slider is just—it's just really a lethal pitch for that guy. He's got a chance, if he stays healthy, to be real successful. I didn't obviously see him hit because he didn't, but pitching-wise, he's really good.
Bill, an article came out this morning from The Ringer, and it proposes something that, you know, is obviously a controversial topic in baseball. But they talk about how pitcher hitting is at an all-time low right now, and that it's probably time to go ahead and switch to the DH in the National League. And obviously it's something that differentiates both leagues and kind of is a traditional thing there. But is this something that, you know, I guess whether you agree with it or not, is it something that you see happening down the road?
I don't know. I don't know if the commissioner, Bob Manfred, has said anything about it. Do they have any quote from him in there in that article? I don't know what.
I was only able to skim over it. It's a long article, so I haven't in depth gotten to it yet. It's more statistical than anything, though.
Well, I mean, I know there are a lot of opinions on the DH, and you know, I always kind of like the different things about the leagues. It was always just kind of neat for me. I know compared to the NFL and the NBA, it makes a little bit different. I mean, the NBA, they've got the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, and there's no difference, really. The NFL has the AFC and the NFC. There's no difference. But the baseball with the American League and the National League, the DH made it a little bit different. You know, they used to have a league president, and they used to have for both leagues, and umpires were separated, and they've all, you know, done away with that. But I kind of like the DH because, I mean, it's just a different kind of baseball, and it's, what is it, 45 years it's been going on now, and I mean, I guess the more prevailing thought would probably be, I would assume from that article, is to let the DH be on in the National League. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm not all I know is that right now it's just something that is certainly, you know, up for discussion. But I'm skimming through here and looking for, you know, Manfred's name, as you asked for. I have not seen anything from what, you know, the commissioner may or may not have said.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's probably one that would spearhead something, whether it's to keep it the way it is or change it. And, I mean, I know pitchers can't hit, and their batting averages are pretty horrible. I mean, Mike Foltynewicz, who pitched for the Braves yesterday, he just gets up there and prays to God when he closes his eyes, he makes contact. He'll do it once a month if he's lucky. I mean, he got a double off of Max Scherzer, and I thought Wolf Blitzer was going to break in and on CNN. But, I mean, you know, there's more of them are like that than the Max Scherzer type. They'll go and get a base hit like he did last week in that game. So, but you know, I've always kind of liked it. And I'm not saying I like the DH. I like the differences between the leagues. It's always kind of cool for me. And I know it's kind of been filtered down a little bit because of interleague play. But when the Braves play an American League team and they get used to the DH, it's kind of cool. So I personally hope it doesn't change, and the pitcher still hit in the National League, and the American League still has the DH. But, you know, I think this is a progressive commissioner, although I think he is not as much of a proponent as to statistical information as you might think a new age commissioner might be. So, It will be interesting, though, to see if there's anything in the next 10 years that could change that.
Talking with Bill Shanks, who is on assignment out in California. What were your thoughts on the Braves draft and Carter Stewart, and then also the first baseman from Wichita State, Grayson Janista? What were your thoughts on the Braves draft?
I heard yesterday someone told me that Bobby Cox had seen Carter Stewart and fell in love with this kid. He's grown, along with the other scouts. They also took, Bobby to see him back in spring training when he was down there for spring training. But the other scouts just all fell in love with this kid. He's grown like 2 inches in the last, 9 months it was. The curveball is something that if you're able to get a kid that has a breaking pitch that has that type of effectiveness at 18, and you're able to say, okay, he's got the projectable body, he's 6'6", he's probably going to get a little bit bigger, which can be a little bit of a chore when it comes to mechanics and what you have to do to teach him how to use his body. But if the secondary pitch is there, at least one of them, and especially with him having an uptick in the fastball considering his increase in size, that's a great advantage when you start out in the development of a pitcher. So they really fell in love with this kid, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. He's just another arm to add to the list of pitching prospects they're going to have. The Janista kid, I actually asked a scout, Texas scout, last night to see if he had seen him, and he said that he's got some power potential, and they like that. They feel good about his power potential, and he's got good athleticism for a pretty decent-sized guy. This Tristan Beck guy, though, I don't know. He was rated like 35th in Baseball America, and Stanford kid, David, and I don't know if you had heard about him or not. I'd heard the name only because he had been on pretty high up on the charts on the college prospect list coming into this season, and he missed all of 17 with a back issue. But they think they've got a steal with this kid, and so they're really, really happy about him. And then a kid, Trey Riley,
yeah,
was the fifth-round pick. And his scout, Kevin Berry, who's the former relief pitcher for the Braves, he had actually told me about him. I asked him last weekend, I said, you have any kids you're hoping to get? And he had mentioned Trey Riley to me, and he said, this kid's really, really good, and I really hope you can get him. And when he got taken the fifth round to me, fifth round the other day, Kevin texted me and he said, that's a steal in the fifth round. And he was the number one JUCO pitcher in the country. So I know Jim Callis came out with an article yesterday, looking back on Tuesday, day two of the draft, and said the Braves had the number one day for day two. And that's good considering they didn't have a third round pick. So it sounds like they had a really good day. Or a really good couple of days.
Talking about Bill Shanks.
Now, Bill, looking forward to the Braves and kind of wrapping what they've done, the San Diego series didn't necessarily go the way they wanted, but Dave and I have kind of harped on how their schedule, at least for the beginning of the season, the first 2 months, was probably a good bit more difficult than it's going to be this month. And, for the Braves to have gone through the first 2 months as well as they did and then have this sort of lull month, if you will, in terms of teams that they're playing, you would think you would want them to take advantage of this and going into July still be in this great position. But again, didn't really start off too well with this first series here with the Padres.
When they started their road trip on Monday, it was the first of 20 games they were going to play against teams that as of Monday had losing records. So it was an opportunity to play some teams that hopefully they can kind of cash in on, although that means nothing when it comes to baseball. It always scares you when you see a thing like that because it could totally go in reverse. But the Padres are playing well. They have won, they said last night as I was walking out the door, I heard the announcer said they won their last seven series or something like that. So the Padres are actually, they've had a lot of no-names. They had a bullpen game yesterday, but they actually played better. And now the Braves are going to play the Dodgers, who I know they lost to Pittsburgh last night because I was listening to the game in the car when I was when Waze was sending me on a caravan to get me to Anaheim, which was almost scary. I felt like I needed a gun in my car. But anyway, they're playing a little bit better ball too, and they rebounded from a very slow start. So, Monday's game. I tell you, if I bet on baseball, which I would never be crazy enough to do, even if I was rich, I would bet on most games that East Coast teams play to start their West Coast road trip, because it seems to always be kind of a weird game. And that was that on Monday night. Then they turned around and just had a great game on Tuesday, winning 14-1. It was a good sign. I was talking with Sal Fasano, the catching coach, yesterday. We were talking about the team, and he said, you see a game like Saturday when we lost to the Nationals, and then we bounced back and won on Sunday and had a really good game, and we had that bad game on Monday and turned around and bounced back on Tuesday. I mean, he really thought that was a good sign for the team to have those kind of games. But, we'll see what they do in Los Angeles and see if they can rebound from a weird game yesterday when the Padres just sent a bunch of bullpen guys out there. And heck, I think Atlanta only had 4 hits, and they could not get anything else after Freddie's first inning home run. If I have the first inning home run, oh, man, this is going to be a good day. Braves are playing against a bunch of bullpen guys, and look what happened. But I'll tell you one thing. I don't know if you guys watched the game or not, but that Brad Hand, who was in the Padres bullpen, who came in and had a 2-inning save, and they brought him in the 8th inning because they wanted him to face Freddie and Mark Akers. Man, I wouldn't mind making a little trade for that kid. That he would really look good in that Braves uniform and that Braves bullpen, because he's really talented.
Plus, you'd get all the Fast Times at Ridge, Fast Times references too, with Mr. Hahn,
exactly.
You get all that going also, which Sam and I have already done this morning. All right, Bill, you are you're the man for checking in with us from California. So are you going to go to all three of the – you're going to go to all three games and take the red eye back Sunday night? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I'm doing something today I've always wanted to do. I'm going to Ronald Reagan Library. I've always wanted to go to that. And so I'm doing that today on the off day, and going to drive up to Simi Valley and do that. I'm going to try to do two other things. I'm going to go to Burbank and see where the NBC studios used to be, where Johnny Carson did a show from, even though they're not really doing that there anymore. And then I'm gonna try to go find, there's an area where they used to tape the Andy Griffith show, and there's like some different spots they say that you can kind of look at, and it's kind of a historical tourist thing I'm gonna do. And then going to all three games, and I don't know if you've heard, but I'm taking the red eye back on Sunday night.
Yeah, I did hear something about that. Yes, that's awesome. All right, Bill. Well, hey, enjoy your trip. I know you're on assignment, but enjoy the stuff today. We always appreciate it, and we will catch you when you get back to the right side of the country.
I look forward to doing that. Believe me, nice place to visit, but I look forward to getting back home. So I'll talk to you from Georgia next week. Thanks,
there you
guys.
Go. And here's to no earthquakes. All right, man.
Yeah, I thought about that last night when I laid down. I'm like, what the hell? I'm going to pee in my pants if this thing, my bed starts shaking. It's, 3 o'clock.
I know.
So, yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen. I don't need to fall in anywhere and wind up in China or something.
All right, bud. See you later, Bill.
All right, man.